views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's still under the weather this morning. Today, the 6th of January at 7:05 in the morning. News at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Hey, buddy. Ben's here.
Good morning.
Okay, we've had, woke up this morning and was going through the news and saw this very sad announcement. Our Congressman Doug LaMalfa has passed away at age 65. Total surprise. And are you looking, you're probably looking up stuff right now.
Yeah, most of it was just posted. I mean,
yeah, like 5-10 minutes ago. And, you know, cause I always look and say, gosh, when was this posted? And it was, you know, 5 minutes ago.
I mean, so far it says, you know, all his close friends said that they didn't know that he had any medical issues that, you know, that it knew of.
Yeah.
And he was pretty healthy, so it was all kind of a big shock to everybody.
Yeah. I mean, last time, you know, I saw him, he was just, you know, Doug LaMalfa, you know, big, strong guy. So, wow. And as you know, I don't know about stress and all those kind of things, but you know, the great state of California, and if it wasn't, decided to switch our districts around, redistrict us, and now, of course, we in Shasta County and North State are in the second district. The district looks like I'd say it was an Angus cow, you know, the square like that. And then it has a tail that runs down to San Francisco. Or you could say I guess you could describe it like that. And then tail goes all the way down to Marin County, which, and the tail is going to wag this cow, trust me. And then Congressman LaMalfa moved and stayed in the first district, but they moved his district all around. They targeted, on purpose, targeted 5 Republicans that they want to get rid of. So did this have anything to do with Congressman LaMalfa's passing? I don't know. It probably rankled him, knowing Doug. But also, I think that he would have given it his best shot, and if he hadn't, you know, if he hadn't made it, then he would have gone back to being a farmer and getting out of this and probably taking a lot of pressure off. So we're going to miss Doug. And our sympathy really goes out to his wife, Jill, and his kids, Kyle, Allison, Sophia, and Natalie. You know, and he really loved those kids. You know, we were out to his ranch. We went out to his ranch several years ago. There was a fundraiser going on for somebody. He invited us out to MC, and we did. And he had a nice place out there. So, Doug LaMalfa was our representative from 2013 until today. District was formerly the second largest in the state after the 8th district, now largely the 23rd, and it covered nearly all of interior Northern California, including Chico, Redding, and Susanville. He came from Oroville, and he was a California State Assemblyman for the 2nd district from 2002 to 2008, and California State Senator from the 4th district from 2010 to 2012. Fourth generation rice farmer and lifelong Northern California resident. He graduated from Cal Poly at San Luis Obispo with a BA in agricultural business. He ran in 2002 from the 2nd District, and he won the Republican primary. And then, of course, once you win the primary, you win the election. He worked with a gent and passing Marriage Act Proposition 22, which bans same-sex marriage. He wanted to end affirmative action. He was conservative. And after the Supreme Court overturned that initiative, he was an early supporter of and active in Proposition 8 campaign. And an initiative that overturned the court ruling and again banned same-sex marriage. So he opposed the micro-stamping bill for your pistols, and which passed, of course, we know. And his assignments, his committee assignments were in water and agriculture and forest. And so he was elected into the U.S. House of Representatives in January 2012. I'm sorry if I'm kind of like going through this because I'm reading it because this caught us all totally by surprise. And it wasn't, I mean, I just was, you know, I was just on, you know, I go online, I send emails to Paige, who is his publicity person or media person. And we were setting it up for a time since we were gone last Friday, which is when he's usually on, to get him up this week. And so this caught us all by surprise, I'm sure. Okay. He won in 2012. And 2014, he ran again. He beat Heidi Hall. And 16, defeated Jim Reed. And 2018, and he beat Audrey Denny. And by 59-45, and he defeated Denny again with 57-43. Then in 2022, he defeated Max Steiner, and he won 62% of the vote. And again in 2024, Rose Penelope Yee, and he won with 65% of the vote. He was on the Committee on Agriculture, Subcommittee on Forestry and Horticulture. He chaired that. Subcommittee on the General Form Commodities, Risk Management and Credit, Committee on Natural Resources, Subcommittee on Indian and Insular Affairs, Subcommittee on Water, Wildlife, and Fisheries, Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, Subcommittees on Highway and Transit, Subcommittees on Railroads, Pipelines, and Hazardous Materials, and Subcommittee on Water Resources and Environment. He was passionate about water. He fought for years, decades, for the Sike Reservoir, which is finally looking like it's going to happen. He was totally against the high-speed rail from the beginning, and he applauded the Trump administration pulling that $4 billion out. You could say he was a conservative. He was in his voting record was in line with Joe Biden's stated position only 11.6% of the time. He supported the overturning of Roe v. Wade instead of bring it back to the states. And he was given a rating of A+ by Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. And I could go on. Because there's so many things here, and we will. We'll come out with something. Because there's so many things he was involved in, so many sides he took. As we know that, he was really strong on individual rights and an individual's right under the Constitution. He was voting in favor of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. excuse me. I hope that whatever Linda has not spread itself to me, but it won't. The strong on crime and fighting crime, of course, and immigration, and he did vote, though, to prohibit all security assistance to Ukraine, the only California Republican. So they have, I think I just mentioned their names. He died today at age 65, Doug LaMalfa. And we'll take a break right now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
A Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We call on the bot today, the 6th of January, 7:20 in the morning here. And I didn't do the weather because of the announcement, of course, that Congressman LaMalfa has passed away. And the announcements came, gosh, like 10 till 7 this morning. So he passed away last night. Today, 20% chance of rain between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Patchy fog. Otherwise cloudy with a high near 52, which means no rain. It's kind of rainy now. Wednesday, 30% chance of rain until it hits the evening. Then there's a 50% chance of rain. And Thursday, patchy fog. Now, here's what happens on Wednesday. You're going to have a low near 33 degrees. So you're going to watch out for frost on Thursday, and also patchy fog. And otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 50, light north wind. Areas of frost after 4 a.m. on Thursday night. Friday, areas of frost, otherwise sunny with a high near 56. It's going to be in the 30s, mid-30s, through Saturday. Then it goes all the way up to 39 at night. But during the day, it's in the mid-50s the whole week. And it looks like mostly sunny Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So a little bit of rain tonight, chance of rain tomorrow, and tomorrow night, patchy fog, frost, all of that is happening this week. So let me go through this a couple of times a day talking about it. But the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. Been in the business for 30 years. So long as the enough so that the third generation of the Kinney family is working in the business now. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They do so many things. They house, you know, they provide furniture. They provide help in construction of homes for homeless veterans. The Kinney family are just really good people. Locally owned business, locally operated business, and it's a veteran owned business. And as you know, Chuck Kinney has for several years gone back to Vietnam looking for MIAs, and in one case for sure they have found one, able to bring closure to a family who lost their son, brother in Vietnam back in, I think, 1970. So that's Shasta Gas Propane, a great business to provide your propane needs. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Brian Barner. Chief Barner is back on the job. He was reinstated, it appears, last night. And he was reinstated at 5 p.m. Monday, following a suspension by interim city manager Kerry Kibler about less than a week ago. And he met with her on Monday afternoon, and she rescinded her decision. And though it's, you know, it's kind of embarrassing to have something like that. So you have to ask yourself, was this all Kibler or was somebody else involved with this? But the allegations against him including authorizing the use of police department trailer for personal use, granting off-the-books time off to officers, purchasing personal gifts for staff without proper authority, and authorizing raffle prize donations involving department weapons and SWAT equipment. I'm not sure what that is. I'm sure we'll find out. However, 29 years of absolutely great service. And it gets into more specifics, authorization of off-the-books time off to police officers in lieu of accruing comp time on receiving overtime, including the above officer, and fabrication of time worked on city time cards. Authorizations for purpose of personal gifts for staff, such as onesies, whiskey glasses, personalized cutting boards, etc., without proper authority. Dinner to civilians. Anyway, as we know, none of the city council knew about it. On Friday, city councilman Dr. Paul DeNuca will be our guest at 7 o'clock, and we're going to discuss this, how this happened, and where did it come from. If I may say this, while I was in the Marine Corps, I had an Article 32 investigation conducted on me. Article 32 is they want to find out if there's reason for to go to a formal process. And it's back when I was second lieutenant, long time ago. And after the investigation, it was shown that, no, there was nothing there. What it was fabricated by somebody, and they found that out. But I tell you what, you get caught by surprise by these things. And I mean, I was a second lieutenant, an infantry officer, had my platoon. It had nothing to do with my platoon at all. Nothing to do with my platoon. It was another incident and supposedly happened, which didn't. So, but I understand, and I wasn't suspended. I mean, go home for the, 10 days until we figure it out. No, it wasn't like that. It was like, okay, we're going to have this investigation. Get out to the field, that kind of thing. And if we have to talk to you, we'll come out there. Okay. So, but these things can happen, and they happen for no reason or petty reasons. But I can understand if somebody that brought these things to the attention of city attorney or to the leadership there. But here's the thing I just still don't understand, and hopefully Dr. DeNuca will be able to explain this, is why they were caught in the dark by this when it happened. The city manager is the ones that run, they hire the police chief, they hire the fire chief, they hire, the different heads of divisions and all this. But the city council hires the city manager. And it's interesting to see why. It'll be interesting to see why before she did this, she didn't call them all in, or at least get them on a Zoom call or something and say, hey, look, this is happening and I have to suspend the police chief. And would they have had any way to push back on that and say, hey, whoa, wait a minute here. Let's before you do this, let's talk about it. So we'll find out. And I guess she can do it because she is the city manager, acting city manager. She's third down on the list. She's not the city manager. The assistant city manager, Steve Bate, left. And so she rolled up into the position. Okay. And as Mike Littell, mayor, said, there has been a positive development regarding police chief returning to work. It's great to see community appreciation for patience and understanding during potentially sensitive situations. If you have any specific questions or need further information about this update, feel free to privately reach out, Mayor, City of Reading. Okay. So that's settled. And again, I cannot believe, it totally floors me that Doug LaMoffa has passed away at age 65. And there was, to anybody that worked with him, it doesn't seem like there was any indication that there was some kind of medical thing going on. Obviously, well, something got him. I hope it wasn't one of those, what do they call them, widowmakers? That you have a heart attack and it's just, it just is a surprise. And it hits. And that's it. Something breaks loose in an artery or something. But there'll be a lot more information on this coming out, and we will continue to follow it, of course. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, was voted best in the North State again, the fourth time in a row. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for over 30 years. Super selection of jewelry, very fair prices, the only full-service jewelry store in town with watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers. I mean, you can go in there with an idea and say, I want a piece of jewelry that nobody else has. It could be a necklace type thing. It could be rings, bracelets, whatever. And they'll help you design it, and then they can build it for you. These are just great people down there, Rebecca, Henry, Leonard. And I thoroughly endorse these guys, you know, and support them. They have, they were the ones that did Linda's and my wedding rings back in 2008. They're pretty cool people. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Dina's Cabinets. The local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
And the January money comes around again in court and boots.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Several thousand of you out there. So it always makes us feel good if you can wake up with us and we can pass some information to you, kind of like the newspaper of the air. And the big story, of course, today is that Congressman Doug LaMalfa passed away last night. And if you're just hearing this for the first time, the announcement was made like about 10 minutes till 7 before we went on. And we haven't had a real chance to research it, except passed away last night. There's been no cause of death. They won't know probably for a couple of days. And then what happens now? And so we'll spend our time today trying to figure out what's going to happen next here in the First District. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting announced its board voted to dissolve itself after 58 years as an organization. After Congress voted last year to pull federal funding allocated to NPR and PBS, National Public Radio and Public Broadcast System. For more than half a century, it existed to ensure that all Americans, regardless of geography, income, or background, had access to trusted news, educational programming, or local storytelling. I think the thing was, the educational programming, local storytelling was not the problem. It was the trusted news source that so they're dissolving, and they're going to give all their money to they're going to pass all the money they have left to all the stations to support them, and we'll see what happens now. Now KIXE, of course, is our local PBS station. And I think it's got, I think it needs now, needs the support of the community, and it needs the support of the community now. They've got enough to run, I think, this year, but they're already cutting back on people and how they're going to make this thing work. KIXE here has played a big part in our community for years. And it's funny, when I asked, Congressman LaMalfa about this one day, I said the funding for rural stations, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, they're not going to have problems. They take a very small percentage of their income or their yearly income comes from the government. But when you get out into places like Redding and which covers, 12 counties up here, and you get into Iowa and Idaho and some of these others, they don't have that support. They need the money that comes from the government. And his answer to that was, if the people wanted this, he asked me, he says, are you getting government subsidies? And I went, no. And he says, if people want to support this, they will. But to continue to pour millions and millions of dollars into this was not something that he agreed with. And I kind of, on that one, and there were other things, I didn't agree fully with him. And on this one, I kind of thought that it'd be a shame to lose KIXE here. I mean, they've got shows you'll never see anyplace else. And I know it's including Lawrence Welk. Have you ever seen Lawrence Welk, Ben?
No, I have not.
Okay. So get on the KIXE website. Find out when it's going to play. This was a huge show back in the 50s, maybe even to the 60s. But I remember when I visited my grandparents out on the in Moberly, Missouri. I'm sorry, Huntsville, Missouri. On Saturday or Sunday night, whatever night it was, no matter what was going on, we were going to watch Lawrence Welk. It was music and singing and dancing. It was that kind of show. And he was the band leader, and he was famous for his champagne songs where they'd have bubbles going up in the air. And it's the same. You have a chance to go on KIXE and watch those same shows I sat down and watched with my grandparents back in the 50s. Come on. How could you miss a chance like this? It wasn't a variety show in the sense of comedians and dog acts and all that. It was just music and singing and dancing from the Lawrence Welk singers and dancers. So, they had musical events, they had documentaries, and they also had news shows that were contentious on both NPR and PBS. seemed to lean into the left-hand side when he went in front of Congress. They were surprised to find out that everybody in their leadership roles and in the main areas there were all Democrat. I'm surprised. How could that be? Well, it's because you hire people that usually have the same thoughts and the same values that you do. And if you're a liberal, you will hire other liberals. If you're a conservative, you'll hire the conservatives. So we'll see what happens on that. It just seems like just a number of things are happening that are starting the year off strong. Maduro being taken. And here's something. You know, Maduro, who was had been indicted in a New York grand jury for narco-terrorism and so many other things, that, you know, and now you've got socialist groups, and they are socialist and Marxist groups that are, you know, protesting against this. I kind of look at, okay, you're protesting here in the United States about Maduro being taken and send him home and all that. Then I look at all the film footage of Venezuelans down in Venezuela that seem to be very happy, including this one young man that wrote, and he says, "How, you know, you have no idea what it was like. My family, middle class, had a business, but we had a future. And then Maduro, who then nationalized things. People, if you said anything, would disappear. People being shot in the streets by the government. The narco-terrorism was just something that was kind of on the side. But he stole the election. He then ruled with an iron fist and completely destroyed their economy. It started with Chavez. But then Maduro, you know, trumped him on that. Can I say trumped? And then, and continued with this, no matter what. He had reached out to the Iranians, the Chinese, and the Russians. And what they have found is that the Cubans were heavy into Venezuela and their intelligence apparatus and their military. So,
definitely.
When Maduro now is gone, his vice president is trying to, who is, of course, a Maduro appointee, is saying that we should return him and it won't happen. And she's trying to say that they should stay calm and all of this. Trump says that the United States will help them rebuild their country. And essentially he said, we'll run the country. I'm not sure how that is. But it's going to be our Secretary of State that's involved in this. So, you know, that's gone on since the beginning of the year. And, we're starting this year off with a bang. The part that kind of, if there's, you know, things that are going on, is that our military ran an operation, a very surgical strike, and then came in. They took out their radar, they took out their comms at these bases, and then they came in. A Delta team came in and just took Maduro and his wife and left. No casualties. Maduro and his wife were not injured. Nobody was injured in it. All the equipment came back. No losses. And it was done in probably like in a 4-hour time block. Now, the planning, of course, has been going on for weeks. This was not a surprise to the military. I'm very satisfied that everybody got back alive. Now, we're just going to have to see what happens. But what it does, it puts the Democrats in a strange position here. Maduro was indicted by a New York grand jury for all of these things. And if you remember, Noriega down in Panama, it was back in the 80s, had done the same thing. Had stolen the election, had literally had his opponent beat with sticks during an event one time. They beat him up really badly. And then he was also involved in the drug trade. And this time we sent thousands of troops down there to catch Noriega, which we did and brought him back to the States. This time we did the same thing with no loss of life. We had loss of life in that one. And then brought him back, brought Maduro back. So what happens now? What happens in Venezuela? Panama was governed by their people, and there was an American presence. But there's always been an American presence in Panama ever since the Panama Canal was built. And the fact that Jimmy Carter gave it back to Panama was probably one of the hardest things to accept, because it opened, it left one of our main gateways, one of our main passages from the Caribbean to the Pacific Ocean in the hands, not just of a country, but of people who then bought land on both ends of the canal, which just happened to be the Chinese. So let's take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact shastacollege.edu.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebot. Linda's still under the weather. Hopefully she'll be well enough to be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, Clint Curtis is going to join us, Registrar of Voters. The Today at 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined by O2 Employment. And as usual, when they come in, they're going to talk about all these new laws that are starting in 2026 that's going to impact on businesses, small businesses. But this portion of the show is brought to you by REU, thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and I don't know how many federal rebates are going to be available this year, but local and state probably have them still going. That's REU's. Visit cityofreading.org/EV. I had somebody send us an email and said, once when a program that provided matching dollars to schools for facilities repair was in jeopardy from politicians attempting to siphon the money elsewhere. They said liberal politicians attempting to siphon the money elsewhere. Doug met with me to find out about the program and why I thought it should continue. He took that information back and spoke on behalf of continuing the program. As a result, we were able to keep our facilities in good shape. I remember how he listened intently, not interrupting and following up with questions. I also remember how he was willing to be a server or helper at many events over the years, and that's absolutely true. And lastly, he always started each time we saw each other was, "Don't shoot me, I'm only the piano player." R.I.P. Doug. Rest in peace. That's interesting. Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how's it going, buddy?
Big surprise this morning, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, when I saw it, you know, I go through the news in the morning and I saw this thing, and I looked at it and I thought, well, and so I started searching in other areas, and yeah, they all had the same thing.
Yeah, you're thinking it's kind of shocking and unbelievable.
You see it on one spot and you think, oh, you know, this could be anything, but when you and then you see it on four or five different news sources, you go, oh my God.
Yeah.
Total surprise.
Yeah, but I wanted to let you and everybody know.
Sure.
I'm kind of multitasking here. I'm watching Trump at the Kennedy Center. He's speaking, and he gave Doug some great kudos. And anybody gets a chance, they should watch it. It was pretty touching. He kind of alluded to the fact of how he would call Doug at certain times of the night, late at night, but one of the things he said was, He said, I never really had to call Doug too much because I didn't have to, because he had it under control. Because you know how he'd have to call people and, you know, try to talk to them and get them to, you know, get on the ball.
Yeah.
So to speak. Yeah. So, well, yeah, if anybody wants to watch that, it's pretty cool what he said.
It is, and you know, you've probably met Congressman LaMalfa.
Yeah, I have. I wanted to take a picture with him one time when I had a Minnesota Vikings hat on. He said, "You got to take that hat off."
Okay, here's my story about him. Rainy Rancheria has has their community fundraiser, or you know where they and this year it's going to be March. And every year it's a different costume, right? Or it's a different theme, so people dress up. Well, one year it was, I don't know, movies or something. And our table came as the Austin Powers table. Now, you know, I'm dressed up like Austin Powers, you know, fake teeth, you know.
Oh, my God.
You know,
yeah,
big
funny.
Hair on my chest and, you know, all that. Well, Linda and this other lady came as fembots. They had, you know, they had these kind of baby doll type of, nightgowns on and the big hair, the big blonde hair. And they had two LED lights affixed to their
you don't have to say it.
Well, I can say it. Affixed to their chest, which was blinking like if you remember the fembots in the movie that had machine guns,
right?
You know, mounted there. So they go over and there comes Congressman LaMalfa, and Linda goes up and says, hey, can we get our photo taken with you? And he could not get away fast enough. No, no, I don't think so. And then he goes, Linda? And she goes, yeah. He goes, okay. And so they had their photos taken, the Fembots and and the Congressman LaMalfa.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And but you know he had a great sense of humor, and you know, and this is such a total surprise. I mean, it'll be
We're gonna have to see what happens now.
Okay. Now we no longer have a congressman for our district, and or is our district two now? Okay, we've got to start researching this and see. Are we, you know, since that Prop 50 didn't take place 1 January, and now we're in District 2. And so is Hoffman our congressman right now, or what? But anyway, but then if he's, you know, still in District 1, but they no longer have a congressman, does the governor appoint one, or do they have a special election?
Right, exactly.
And, yeah. But... You know, the
is this Prop 50, isn't it in court?
It's in court.
So, yeah.
But if it stays the way it is, so anyway, our district, I guess as long as it's in court, we're still in our district here. We don't have a representative. Now, does the governor appoint one? Do we have a special election with the, you know, with all these changes happening?
Yeah, I'm thinking the governor is going to appoint one. I mean, I'm not...
Have you put your name in? Have you put your name in yet, Jim?
I'd be the last guy he would appoint.
Well, it'll be interesting. You know, I guess he could appoint, some of the ones that ran against him. So, but it's a sad day for the North State to lose Doug LaMalfa. So, anyway... Yeah, okay. Was that recorded? You think we'll see it on YouTube or someplace?
It's live right now.
Yeah.
So you folks will have to go watch it. It was pretty much in the beginning of his speech.
Okay.
At the Trump Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
So and I'd also like to, if we have time, touch on.
I got two minutes. Go for it, buddy.
Okay, the funding for NPR.
Yeah.
My job takes me to the most remote places you would ever imagine in the state.
Yeah.
And everywhere I go, way out in the boondocks, the only stations you can get are NPR or Jefferson Radio. So these people have all these transmitters and, you know, that go to these remote places where people might not have cable or satellite. And it's just amazing because that's the only news sources they get, pretty much, I would imagine. And it's their bias, news is just, it's not fair for everybody else. I didn't say that right, but you know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, it's when you only get one side and the government's paying for it, then it becomes government-controlled, content. But all the others, I agree with you, but when you're out there, everything else that they've got on their station, at least it's the
music.
I mean, you know, the different things they have and documentaries and, you know, all that kind of stuff that, you know, are... You know, that do help fill the time for people that don't have access to all that. So
as far as KIXC goes, I've won awards in the production staff of KIXC when I was in my early 20s.
Uh-huh.
I volunteered a lot there. I did a bunch of shows, Stage 9, and it was a lot different back then than it is now. But I know you're pressed for time. So
well,
it was great talking with you, Carl.
You too, Jimmy. Are you back in town?
Yes, I'm in. I'm in town. I'll be in town for the next couple months.
Oh, good. I hope it's good.
It is. It's great.
We're great. Yeah, good. All right. Thanks a lot, Jim.
All right, folks. Bye.
You bet. We're going to take a break and for the news, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Deposed Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife are back in a New York detention center following their arraignment on narco-terrorism, conspiracy, and weapons charges. Maduro pled not guilty. Many congressional Democrats condemn the capture of Maduro, while most Republicans are saying, well done. And speaking of Republicans, President Trump is now huddling with some of them.
The president will address the House GOP retreat this morning, which is being held at the Kennedy Center in Washington. Lawmakers will be discussing their legislative goals during the all-day retreat and strategizing how to keep their House majority in the midterm elections.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Mr. Trump paid tribute to the late California Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who's died at the age of 65. On-duty police officer deaths declined last year.
The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund says the deaths of on-duty law enforcement officers in the U.S. decreased by nearly 25% in 2025. The drop from 148 deaths to 111 in the one-year period includes decreases in officers killed by firearms, in traffic-related incidents, and in other on-duty occurrences. Officials say that while increased training, better medical resources, and public awareness campaigns account for some of the decrease, others come down to luck. And a decrease in firearm fatalities does not mean fewer people shot at police officers. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Department of Health and Human Services is out with revised guidelines for childhood vaccinations, hepatitis, and meningitis. RSV and flu shots no longer being recommended for every child. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory. The Dow is up about 133 points, the NASDAQ ahead 29, and the S&P better by 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you noticed losing weight is harder than it used to be? You're eating better and exercising, but the scale barely moves? The real problem isn't willpower, it's metabolic dysfunction. And standard dieting just makes it worse. PhD Weight Loss has helped thousands fix the root cause of stubborn weight. Take their free metabolic assessment at fixmyweightloss.com. Fixmyweightloss.com. It's quick, personalized, and shows why your body is resisting weight loss so you know exactly what to fix. Visit fixmyweightloss.com. That's fixmyweightloss.com.
You still think job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Following a nationwide crackdown on criminal gangs, El Salvador's murder rate plunged last year.
When El Salvador's homicide rate was at its peak in 2015, it was considered one of the most violent countries in the world outside of war zones. Today, El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, said the country had gone from, as he put it, the murder capital of the world to the safest country in the Western Hemisphere. Almost 4 years ago, his administration declared a state of emergency and launched a crackdown on the powerful gangs known as Maras. However, NGOs have accused the government of abusing the human rights of detainees.
The BBC's Sophie Glass Ryan. Activists say the death toll and violence surrounding protests in Iran has risen to at least 35. The figure came from the U.S.-based Human Rights Activists News Agency. News and analysis at townhall.com. Nearly three dozen residents of Michigan nursing homes have died of suspected neglect or abuse over the past 4 years.
That's according to a Bridge, Michigan review of state and federal records and court documents. Bridge's investigation documented nearly 6,000 cases of abuse, neglect, exploitation, or quality of life and care violations among the more than 15,000 total citations for violations ranging from incomplete paperwork to poor care. In all, homes have been fined $21.5 million over the past 3 years and have been denied a total of 6,451 days of Medicaid reimbursements. Keith Peters, Washington.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar is reportedly considering a run for governor of Minnesota now that incumbent Democrat Tim Walz has dropped his reelection bid. Roughly a dozen Republicans are already in the race. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's still a little bit under the weather. Oh, yeah, and then she gets sick this weekend and she is still like...
It's going around.
It doesn't sound good on the news. No, it is going around.
It is, terribly.
Yeah, she got the doctor got her some antibiotics and some special cough syrup.
Oh, good.
He said, just take this much. Don't take too much. You're just going to be laying in bed. And she goes,
Okay.
Okay.
That might not be so bad.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Today, the 6th of January, is terrible news this morning, but we'll get to that. 8:06 in the morning. News at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here with me. Do we have a national day, buddy?
We do. It's National Bean Day.
Bean Day.
Like beans?
Kidney beans, yeah.
Oh, kidney beans.
That's cool. Off on the beans.
Off on the beans.
And National Technology Day.
All right. The weather today, I mean, looks like it's going to be rainy, since it's raining out there right now, and patchy fog, and it's supposed to kind of clear, get, you know, cloudy with a high near 52, and tonight chance of rain also, and a low around 42. Now, Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 53, but tomorrow night, my friends, it's got a 50% chance of rain, and the temperature is going around down to 33. 33 means frost. So if you've got your car outside, and you decide, you know, you're always running just that 1 minute, you know, coming in like somebody we know. Coming in hot. And then you find out you can't see through your windshield.
Right.
You just
coming
might want to know about that.
Yeah.
And then now Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 50, but it's still mid-30s at night. And then Friday, partly cloudy. And Saturday, sunny. Sunday, partly sunny. Monday, mostly sunny.
Yeah.
So it's starting to clear up a little bit, which is good because I have a pool of water I just found out last night underneath my house.
I know. You're
not
probably
a large
not alone.
Pool.
You're probably not alone. Yeah.
Well,
a lot of people probably have that.
I have a pump, but it's on the other side. You know, it's on the other side. So this is in there. And let me finish this. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, been in the business over 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, family, three generations of the Kinney family are working there. Great people. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and much, much more. Shasta Gas Propane. Reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services.
Good morning.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you.
Yeah, last night, you know, this has been an eventful, gosh, 3 weeks. Horse colicked.
Yep.
Heating system went out on the house. Now, Alliance was out there. I mean, that day.
That's awesome.
Ordered the part, got it in. So, last night we noticed that the HVAC wasn't turning on. It was a little chilly.
A little chilly.
So I call Alliance again.
Yep.
They had the guy out there that night. Mm-hmm. Shows up at 6:30 between 5 and 7. Shows up at 6:30. The rain is pouring down.
Yeah.
He goes out there and he goes, everything in the system looks good. And he looks underneath the house and he says, you got to pull water there. So I went out and looked.
Yeah.
And we do. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not like it's, you know, but it's a pool of water underneath my house. And we've got a sump pump that pumps everything else out. But this kind of just leaked in because of all the water rain we've had. So he thinks it's a fuse, mm-hmm. which is easy to fix.
Sure.
So he's going to come back today. Meanwhile, I'm going to pump the water out so they can get to it.
Right. It's always something.
But the big thing is Alliance Heating and Air got out there. They were ready to rock.
Awesome.
Fine young man. And which is what we've come to expect with Alliance Heating and Air. We've been using their services for 15, 16 years now.
So good.
And yeah, I can heartily recommend them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, of course, waking up to find out that Congressman LaMalfa passed.
Yeah. And tragic.
Somebody sent me a text. And so here's what I want to say, this has not been validated, but somebody had told my friend that LaMalfa had suffered an aneurysm, which is kind of what I thought, because he had no indications before, and then a heart attack after being taken into surgery.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's what happened, but that sounds like it could be.
It could be. Absolutely. Well, super tragic and such a huge loss for the North State, for sure, and for the state of California.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, he is – I will say he was that man that showed up to every event all throughout the entire state, like, and very approachable, very easy to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, just like he's known you forever, like your whole life. Like, he's just – very down to earth.
Yeah. And we'd have him on once a month
here.
And we missed last month because it was, or we missed this last Friday because it was the, New Year's and all that.
Right.
And we were going to reschedule him for this week or next week.
Yeah.
But
I know.
Not going to happen.
No, life is short. We just don't
know. And that's the other thing. If anything kind of, should ring a bell here, it's, there's no guarantees here.
No, there's not.
There's not a guarantee. So, I've got a friend that figured out how many hours he's got left in his life.
Right, right. I remember you telling me this.
Yeah. Well, no, he's still going strong
in
this.
Okay.
And he went to Wyoming. And he says, for a variety of reasons. And, not totally.
Right.
But then you have to think is, how many times do you end up doing something you don't really want to do?
Yeah.
And you put that, and I'm not talking about family, but
putting
that above what you really want to do.
Yeah.
And then,
No, it's a real thing. It is. And you start to say, I got to put this into perspective, and do the things that I want to do or the things that bring me joy and happiness. And, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. In my opinion.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so dressing up like an elf at Christmas.
That's right.
That was a hell yes.
As you should. I love that.
Was it me?
Was it you?
No, I was not talking about you.
Oh,
weren't you,
yeah.
weren't you dressed like an elf or something? It was on Facebook.
Santa. Yeah. Heck yeah. I'm Mrs. Claus.
Oh, that's what it was.
My favorite time of the year. Yes.
You did not look like any Mrs. Claus that I have seen in literature over my all my years. If that's what Mrs. Claus looked like.
Oh.
No, it was not risque. It wasn't anything like that. I'm just kidding.
It's appropriate for social media.
It was appropriate for social media. Unlike some others that have gone
correct.
On.
Correct. Yes, anyway, I know.
Why did you put that photo of you up there for all these people to see?
I know. Well, there's various reasons.
You,
but we can speculate.
Forever.
Yeah, forever.
Okay.
Anyway.
Now, I'm going to take an early break and come back because I can't wait to hear.
Oh, yeah.
How bad it's going to be this year.
Oh, it's going to be okay.
800 bills.
We're going to be okay.
We are?
We're going to be okay. Yeah.
They said next year it's going to be even more, though.
It very well
they
could
said
be.
That just got us warmed up.
Yeah.
800.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Workers' comp is tough. You've been injured. You are not working. Family wants to go back to work. You want to go back to work. Employer wants you to go back to work, but you're just not getting the treatment that you should be having, that you rate. You're going to need somebody that understands workers' comp and somebody that's going to work for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. I've known Patrick Gorman for years, and he's a straight-shooting, tough guy that's going to fight for you. He's not going to take a case just to take a case. He's going to make sure that, one, you understand, what the case is about. Maybe everything is working the way it should. It's just taking some time. And he's going to tell you that. But If it's not and you need help, this is the guy you want to see. And you give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to one of the, the PAs or, not PAs, but, the legal assistants. You're going to talk with Patrick and then he's going to meet with you. This man, veteran, former law enforcement, went to law school. And has built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento all in the last 5 years. Well, not all of it, but in the last 5 years. So for more information, go to GormanComplaw.com. He's located in Palisadro. GormanComplaw.com, 530-262-2168. And we'll be right back with Jennifer Cram and O2 Employment Services.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Let me talk to you about a fundraiser that's really cool and it's a good time. to go to. It's the Backcountry Horsemen California Shasta Trinity Unit's annual dinner and fundraiser. It's going to be January the 17th, 11 days away, at the Wind River Casino. And it's dinner and auctions and poetry, cowboy poetry, tack, saddles, and all that stuff to do with your horse. They're going to have a swap. They've got all types of raffle items in there, and it's going to be a good time. It costs $50. And I'm going to be there. I'll be the MC. And I've been going. This is like my fourth one. And it's a good time, especially the cowboy poetry. But you also get to hear of all the things that the Backcountry Horsemen have done, keeping trails clean and supporting fire crews and all this. This is a great organization. And no, you don't have to have a horse to attend.
Oh, okay.
It's just a good time.
Nice.
You can RSVP to Patty LaRue at 530-227-2239. Or you can look up Backcountry Horseman Shasta Trinity, and I'm sure you can get tickets that way. And if you have any problems, give me a call here at the station. I'm here with one of our favorite guests, Jen for Cram. She is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Staffing. Did I get that right?
O2 Employment Services.
Services.
We have O2 Staffing and Teamwork HR. Yes.
Okay. That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right here in Redding, California.
I've gotten ready here.
You've gotten ready. All right.
What's going to happen to us this year with any strange laws that are coming out?
You know, there were laws that were passed, yes, of course. You know, there has to be always some change of some kind. But, you know, I don't think it was as enormous as it could have been. There were a lot of bills that were vetoed and a lot of things that didn't pass.
Vetoed
by
Newsom?
Mm-hmm, yes. So, you know, there's a little hope there, and so that's
like, what did he veto that was, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot.
No.
But he has vetoed bills before.
He has. There were actually probably about 8 or 9 bills that he vetoed.
Wow.
from the employment law standpoint, right?
Okay.
You know, from that standpoint. But one of the biggest changes I think that's probably the most important is the minimum wage. Minimum wage
went up to
$16.90. I don't know why 40 cents, but here we are, $16.90, which means we have to take a look at all of our exempt employees, anybody that's salaried. They have to make at least double minimum wage. And, you know, so that's up to $70,304 for your salaried employees, which means they're exempt from overtime, exempt from meal and rest periods, but they have to meet a duties test as well. So you can't just throw somebody into a salary range.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one component of it, but you also have to make sure they meet the duties test. And there's 4 different duties tests that you have to go through to make sure that you actually have a salaried employee. It's really important because if they're not salary and they end up going to the, you know, labor commissioner and saying, hey, I never received a meal and rest period and I worked 80 hours a week, there could be penalties involved because you have them misclassified. So it's just important to make sure you go through those tests.
Okay.
But that's probably one of the biggest financial impacts to employers. Aside from the paperwork side of it, there's a new notice to employees that needs to go out as of February 1st. There's a basically you have to have your employees, even current employees, fill out their emergency contact information. So there's employees are supposed to designate or, you know, notify your employer of who you want your emergency contact in the event that you get detained or something happens while you're working. And it needs to be kept on file with the employer. There's also a notice that goes along with that, and it's been published, and so it's available online for you to grab and make sure that you hand out to your employees. So that's something that's administratively changed from a standpoint of your new hires and even your current employees that you need to make sure.
So we have to have them fill out this piece of paper that says this is my emergency point of contact.
Correct. In the event that I get detained or something happens, ICE comes in, something happens, and you need to have a family member or a member of, you know, that you want notified.
If ICE comes in here.
ICE comes in here. Mm-hmm.
If ICE walks into this station.
Yes. And I may be somebody.
I may be the only one they take out of
they
here. I'm not sure because we've questioned that.
We
want them to make the raid between 7 and 9, Monday through Friday, so we can get them on the air. So,
yeah. Yes. So it is something. So, yes, it's called the Workplace Know Your Rights Act. So it's just an annual notice that needs to go out to their employees to notify them about workers' compensation, immigration protections, and the right to engage in concerted activities, along with constitutional rights when enacting with law enforcement. So there's this notice that needs to go out, and it was published. We just obtained that, and we're going to be putting it out here shortly for the employees.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got some of that. There's a big change as far as wage and hour goes with overtime and tips. So this was part of the big beautiful bill that was enacted in July, and it went into effect in July of last year, but now it's taking shape as far as payroll companies go, or the way that you report your wages. So in California, of course, we have different wage and hour laws, meaning anything over 8 hours in a day is considered overtime.
Mm-hmm.
At a federal level, it's anything over 40 hours in a week. Well, there's no longer going to be taxation on the federal overtime. So anything over 40 hours needs to be classified in a federal overtime category that will actually go on the W-2 for next year. So employees get a tax break on their income taxes. They don't have to pay federal taxes on federal overtime. And if you're in an industry where you receive tips and it's reported through payroll, you won't be taxed on those either. And so there's a special box on the W-2 for that.
Ben, you work where you get tips.
Yes.
So how do you – so this impacts on you.
Yeah, it should.
So
right now, on like my pay stubs, it shows like
the tips.
Tips that get taxed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. Do you all share your tips?
In a way.
Okay.
But
so
not like.
Okay. So let's just say you got 100% of your tips, and it's $500 during a pay period. You'd have to pay taxes on that.
Yeah,
because that's in it.
So right now at my job, I get tips, and then my kitchen staff. 25% of whatever I make.
Sure.
But they aren't getting taxed on that. Oh. I'm getting taxed on that whole...
The whole amount.
The whole amount.
Yes.
Oh.
Because there's no way to...
Show that you've given them that much.
That you gave them the cash.
So now...
But now, though, I will not...
It's going to go into a separate category.
I shouldn't be getting taxed on that whole tip amount. So
or any of it.
Well, you'll get a tax break.
Yeah.
Right. So there will be a spot, and there's actually been a spot on the W-2 for a while that shows what you earned in tips so that you will get a tax credit when you file your federal return.
Okay.
So that isn't overly new, but it is at least you get the tax break for that. So that's good.
So he doesn't – so they are still going to – are they still going to take the money?
They are.
Oh.
Yeah. So you don't get the immediate effects of the federal tax withholding. You have to report it on your taxes.
And then they give you a – tax break?
You get a credit.
You get to write it off on your taxes. Well, that works if you're making X amount of dollars.
Right, yeah.
But if you don't,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got to, if you're making only make $20,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
you don't usually file taxes.
Well, yeah.
Or whatever.
Whatever
the amount is.
Yes. So it is a big change, and that also, it impacted us from a standpoint of us doing payroll, right?
Yeah,
and so
of course.
We have a lot of clients that submit their hours in a bulk format,
mm-hmm.
meaning we don't see their time cards per se, which is okay. It's just a different way for them to allocate their overtime or their tips to us. Tips have been something that has always usually been reported to us, especially the credit card and the cash.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of retail clients have that. And so with this federal overtime is a different change because we're in such the mindset of California law where anything over 8 hours is overtime. So now we have to figure out what's overtime for California, and we still have to pay that accurately, as well as the weekly overtime or the per pay period, anything over 40 hours in a defined work week. We need to know that so that we can categorize that correctly so that it comes out on the W-2 so that the employee makes sure they get their tax credit.
Okay.
Well, I know. It's clear as mud.
Well, no. I mean, but it's just, you can, you know, it sounds so good. No taxes on tips.
Right.
But that's really not what it is. It doesn't mean that you don't have to report tips. It
right.
just means is that you report $6,000 a year in tips that you can you take that whole amount off your gross?
There's a certain amount. There's a threshold, right? And there's a threshold and a cap of how much you can claim.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, so
yes.
It's so not exactly.
We'll see how it really
what happens.
Shakes out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Jennifer Cram, who's the Chief of Operations at the O2 Employment Services. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. The Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, has been a place I've been going to for, gosh, what? I'm trying to figure out, 18 years.
Wow.
I've been going there.
Wow.
It's a great place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop founded in 1960. Been in the same location since 67. Like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And it's, you know, the old kind where you come in and get your hair cut and they shave around your ears and down your neck. It's really cool. You can make appointments so it works on your schedule. And you can call them at 530-244-9478. Or you can go to Booksy. And I tried that because they showed me how it works. And you can look out several months in advance, see what's open during those days, and put your name in there. And then that day you get an email or a text or both that reminds you that you got a haircut that day. Any way you look at it, you're going to get a great haircut. It's a good experience. You can hang around if you want to, or you can just roll in and roll out. At Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with O2 Employment Staffing.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac?
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed, just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family, Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Hopefully Linda will be back tomorrow. She's on antibiotics and codeine cough syrup and all those things, and the dog is laying on her, so, you know, I think it's going to be okay, hopefully. 8:35 in the morning here, and if you're just tuning in and you haven't really watched TV or anything, sad news is Congressman Doug LaBalfa has passed during the night. It stunned everybody.
Yep,
you know, I'm looking at headlines right now. It says leaving Capitol Hill College stunned.
Yeah.
There's no indication, we heard one thing that
right.
was an aneurysm and then a heart attack.
Yeah.
You know what they call them, the Widowmakers?
Mm-hmm.
Something breaks loose.
Yep.
So, but you're 65 years old.
Young.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah.
I know. Young.
He's older than you, but younger than me.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, but still.
Just sad.
Gosh, our thoughts go out to his wife, Jill, and all his kids, four kids,
right? Yeah.
Wow.
So sad.
It is. But I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who is the operations officer over, to make sure I get this exactly right, O2 Employment Services.
Good job. And thank you.
We never know, do we?
We don't. We don't. It just kind of rolls like that around here.
Yeah.
Hey, we just have a good time.
I cornered your boss the other day.
Yeah.
She said, I want to be on. And I went,
no, well, come.
And she says, I'll be on next Tuesday. And that was 3 months ago. And I went, okay.
I know.
She's very nice.
She is. She's a busy woman.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get her here.
But you know what? We love having you here.
Oh,
because
thank you.
You're one. You're funny, and we've gotten into conversations that had nothing to do with about anything.
I know.
But this is the new year.
Yes.
Is there something? And you said it wasn't really too bad.
No.
That these new laws coming out. You know, you have to have all your employees fill out an emergency point of contact.
Correct.
And I thought, well, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I get it.
Who do we reach out to?
Correct.
If something happened?
And anybody should anyway.
You should have that.
Regardless. Because
right.
you never know. I mean, even, you know, with a situation where, you know, somebody ends up ill at work or falls down, gets hurt, something happens.
They're walking out of their car over the sidewalk and somebody on an electric bike.
Yeah.
Scooter comes down and just nails them.
It sounds like that might have happened around here.
It could have been. I tell you what, I had one come by me one time.
Yeah.
I was so tempted.
Uh-huh.
So tempted.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you're not supposed to be on here.
No.
And now you're doing like 30 miles an hour.
Yes, those things rip along.
You run into somebody.
I know.
Anyway.
It is. No. Yep. It happens. Yep. So you should have an emergency contact. That's part of it.
It just makes sense.
We don't necessarily make it required, but it is something that we should do.
Well, it is now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yes. We need to make sure. Well, what do we got?
So, well, I don't know. Is there something? Is there other things? Because you always come in with great advice.
Well, one of the things that I would say is that you are going to have to update your handbooks again. Right? I know you just got yours and
updated? These are brand new.
They're brand new.
They went from 2 pages to 50.
I know.
Maybe I didn't have enough in the first.
You didn't. Handbook. You know, you need some more late night leisurely reading.
You didn't laugh, did you, when you saw my handbook?
No, I did not.
But you.
I did not.
You did.
You
chortled just a little bit. Come on.
It happens. It's very common. And it's one of those things that you think, okay, I'm one and done. Well, you're not. It's an annual.
Changes.
It's a constant change. And, you know, there's always little things that need to be updated and things that need to be reviewed. And so, you know, with that said, obviously, okay. There was a new bill that was enacted that basically retention bonuses. So employers that go out and say, hey, I want you to stay for the next 3 years. And I'm talking like usually you have like high level employees that you're recruiting in, right? You have like a physician's assistant or something like that. And you say, I need you to stay at least 3 years, and I'm going to give you a sign-on bonus of $10,000, and over the next 3 years, I'm going to forgive it each year that you stay.
Yeah.
Well, you can't necessarily do that. You have to change some of the language because you can't enforce them. They're not enforceable anymore.
Oh.
And so the laws have changed a little bit about how you write them, so I suggest you work with legal counsel if you're doing any kind of retention bonuses. It's called a stay or pay. And
what's
so,
it called?
Stay or pay.
Oh, stay or pay.
Mm-hmm.
So it used to be if somebody left after the second year, they'd have to pay it all back,
correct,
or pay back that
the portion. Yeah.
And now you can't make them.
No. So there's very strict guidelines as to what you can make enforceable, and there's not as many exceptions.
I'm going to throw something at you.
Okay.
I mean, totally.
I'm holding on.
You see these do not compete.
Yeah.
Things you sign.
Yeah.
I understand they aren't worth the paper they're written on.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Non-competes in California aren't really legal, per se.
Yeah.
It depends on the type of business industry that you're in. Like, if you're a business owner, potentially you had a partner that you can't go out and compete against.
Right.
That's probably a legal, reason for you to do it. But employee-wise, you can't tell them that they can't sign a non-compete.
If you're not paying them, you see it in the entertainment industry.
A lot,
When people are changing stations or whatever,
right.
Oh, you've got a do not compete, you signed right at the beginning. Well, from what I understood, I just wanted you to confirm that.
Non-competes are not usually enforceable.
I'll sign
anything, more of a
yeah.
piece of paper that says, hey, you're not supposed to, but are they legally enforceable?
You will not go to another station. Watch
right,
me.
Right.
That kind
of
thing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's definitely one of the things. The other things that I just want to kind of talk about is the retirement accounts, right? So CalSAVERS, I know I've spoken about this several times.
Yeah. You've got to give everybody the chance.
Everybody needs to have the opportunity to put away for their retirement. Whether that's with CalSAVERS, whether that's with your simple IRA, whether that's with your 401k, 403b, there's many different vehicles, if you will, that you can, set up to have your employees put away for their retirement.
And they must.
So employers.
They must say that I don't want to do that.
Correct. They opt out. So
opt out if they want.
Yep. Employers just need to offer something, and if the employee chooses not to do it, they don't have to do it. But at least you
employer
provide
does not
it.
Have to match it or anything.
Correct. So CalSAVERS is not the employer doesn't put any money into it.
Right. So you put your money into the state of California, thinking
correct.
It's going to be there.
Correct. Correct.
Ah!
Correct. It's yes. So CalSAVERS, we've got Oregon Saves up in Oregon. We've got Nest, which is for Nevada because we're in Nevada, Oregon, and California primarily. Even though we have employees that are sprinkled throughout the United States, but most of our clients are in California. And so CalSAVERS is a big deal. As of January 1st, all employers with one or more employee are supposed to offer some kind of retirement vehicle, if you will. So they need to be able to put away, and most times, like with CalSAVERS, employees are automatically opted in. They have the first 30 days to opt out, and if they choose not to do it, then they just sign a waiver, and you go online to your CalSAVERS account and say this employee opted out. But if they don't...
And this is any employer that are a full-time employee.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't make any difference. Okay.
No difference. Yep. And so 401ks are kind of in the same boat there. If you had a plan that you started after 2022, and you wrote a 401k, now employees are automatically opted in. It's part of the Secure 2.0 Act, which was a federal law that changed a couple years ago.
So, if they were in, they're probably happy today.
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying the stock market could do 60.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's a funny thing that the vast majority of the people don't, they go, doesn't touch me. It's these rich people, but it does touch
it
them
does,
in their 401s and their and how their money's being, you know, whatever fund they have it in.
Yeah. So I think it's a good time for you to either talk to a financial planner to set up some kind of maybe retirement option, which is, you know, could be a simple IRA, which meets the requirements. So if you have one of those plans, you can simply opt out of CalSAVERS. You just log on to CalSAVERS and you just say, I'm exempting myself as an employer because I already offer some kind of 401k, simple IRA, some kind of retirement account. But if you don't, you need to sign up with CalSAVERS.
Even the military. It used to be a straight, back when I was in, after 20 years, you retired, you got 50%, and then 2.5% for every year after that. But you maxed at 75%.
Okay.
You never saw 100%. But they changed that so that you can still retire at a certain, but you've got to put in so much a year, and you can put it, and then the government matches it.
Oh.
It's not a bad plan, but it's just different. So you can still retire at 20 at
20 years?
20 years.
20 years,
And you'll get a stipend from, and I don't really know how much it is as compared to what it was, but then if you've been putting in your 401, then it should be equivalent of what you would have made. So even the government's doing, or at least the military was doing
it. Well, it's benefit, you know, and something to take care of you after you retire.
You hope.
And thank you for your service, right?
You know,
I mean, no, seriously. You know,
it's hard. You know, I don't know, and a lot of us don't.
Yeah.
When somebody says that. I mean, I know I know how sincere you are.
But I know it. People are like, oh, don't say that to, you know.
It's kind of like it's an honor to serve this country.
Right.
And to serve my fellow Americans.
Right.
You know, never get involved. I mean, we get a decision made by whoever the president is.
Right.
And we do what we're told.
Right.
But it's, you know, but it's not for the president. It wasn't for them. It was for Ben and you and our friends around here.
Right.
And that's the way several of my fellow military feel
about it. Of course. Well, and I think that, you know, it's sometimes just taken for granted from a civilian standpoint. Like, you know, we just think, okay, these people go out there and they just do it. It's a very selfless act, and you commit yourselves to this regime that is very intense, extremely, you know, isolating from your family.
It's not family friendly.
And so there's a ton of gratitude, I think, that goes into that sometimes is unspoken.
Well,
and so from my standpoint, it's a sincere gratitude. But you know, I think people take for granted. But there's some benefits that you receive because of what you did.
And that's the point. And my friend and I will argue this all the time. I said, these are earned benefits. They are not entitlements.
No.
And he'll go, well, if you look at definition, I say, you can call it anything you want.
Sure.
But it's not, because that's the only thing that when I get into it, if I think about it, is an entitlement is something that guy on the street gets every month. And what we get every month is an earned benefit.
Yeah.
The medical care afterwards.
I agree.
I know people that, you know, I mean, if you look at them, you would never know how damaged they are physically.
And they
can't even stand up on hard ground for, you know, length of time without, you know, without intense pain.
Absolutely.
And so they're getting constant help from the VA.
For sure.
To see if they can help. Anyway, enough
Absolutely.
Of that.
I know.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Jennifer Cram, Operations Officer of O2 Employment Services.
Yes.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Tomorrow, Clint Curtis, Registrar of Voters, is going to join us.
All right.
And Friday, Dr. Paul Danuka is going to join us. Okay. Talk about what's going on.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
We've had Mayor Littow on, and now we're going to have on Dr. Danuka when I reached out to him, and sure, Carl, when. And so we worked out Friday at 7 a.m.
And
what we're going to talk about is what's happened in the last, you know, week or so with the chief of police.
Yes.
That to me is, I can't wait to ask him questions.
Sure.
And Paul is a straight shooter, so I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But my guest today is Jennifer Cram, one of my favorite guests.
Oh.
Well, you are.
Because,
thank you. One, you're always happy, and two, you've got all this information that, you know, I've been taking notes. Every time you open your mouth, I'm writing this stuff down.
Yes.
From O2 Employment Services.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, what's next? And this is our last segment, so.
Well, got it. It just seems to fly by. I think we always have such a good time, and we try to make, you know, as much fun as we can have when talking about labor law, because it's not overly sexy. It's not, you know, something that everybody's like, oh, tell me what's going on. So, you know.
But it has such an impact on us because.
It does.
If you don't know about it, and let me just throw a commercial out for you that if you need, because you all have free seminars.
We do.
That addresses a lot of these things.
Yes.
But you also have, like for me, trying to put together a worker's handbook.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever it's called.
The employee's handbook.
Employee's handbook.
Yeah.
That's very difficult. Sure. Because we're a small business, like the majority of businesses
Correct.
Around here.
Yeah.
If you go to O2,
yes.
they can, and they've got a, that you can take the whole enchilada, or you can have a a la carte menu where
Correct.
they will build you your employee's handbook. It has specifically for you with the things it
yes.
has in it. I don't have to worry about it then. I give those out to my employees. They sign it. Everybody understands.
Right.
But because we don't have a full time
right.
employee.
And most businesses don't.
HR.
No.
I mean, and it's become so important.
It really is. It really is. You can't afford not to have
yeah.
some support or resources or tools, you know, especially for small business because, you know, you like you said, you don't have an in-house HR person. You have
no.
somebody that probably is your bookkeeper who is handling payroll, who's handling your scheduling, handling your new hires orientations. And we take all that off the plate for you. So we're an administrative employer, you know, and mm-hmm. we have the staffing side, which is your temporary employee. Like somebody goes out, they get injured or hurt. In fact, you know, one of our CFO, Alana, and I'm going to share a little bit, but she ended up hurting herself right before Christmas mm-hmm. and she broke her ankle. And so Ooh. She's going to be out for a few weeks. Not that we're going to bring anybody in to replace that, but you know, if we were, you know, if we found somebody through staffing to bring them in for a short period of time while she's recovering and then bring, you know.
Well, let me talk to her. I mean, a few weeks with a broken ankle. No, let me go in and encourage her. You get a day off.
She gets
a day off and we'll get her to work.
And knowing her,
she's
probably answering emails right now. And
oh,
she
no.
had surgery yesterday. So she's probably already answering emails.
Yes.
So, you know, those kinds of things happen. But, you know, if you're.
Did it have anything to do with your Christmas party?
No, it did not. No
okay.
Christmas party. Nope, it did not. We are free and clear. Christmas party was safe. Everybody was safe.
What if somebody's at a company Christmas party and breaks their ankle?
Yeah.
Are you liable for that?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
Could
mm-hmm.
be.
Could be.
See, and
yeah.
that's a question you would go to O2.
Yep,
Employment Services.
Exactly. You would call and you'd say, hey, what the heck? I just had this situation happen. We're going to say, let's walk you through it.
Yeah.
Let's walk you from A all the way to Z and figure out what's the best.
They were hanging by their toes from an exposed pipe. And we're not sure how that happened.
I have no idea, but it happened. But yes, yeah, so we offer the full range of employment services
yes.
here in Northern California. We are all over the state of California, but California is really our specialty
yeah.
just because it's so complex. It is not easy.
Oh, no.
It is not easy. And they kind of make it that way on purpose. So you've got everything
I think so.
From wage and hour. You've got sick leave. Here we've got all these people out sick, right? Your
yeah.
sick leave rolls over. You've got a new bank of sick leave hours. You know, what's permitted? Who's allowed to use it? You know, all employees are eligible for some kind of sick leave. So, you know, we've had the sickness run through our office. We've had a lot
yeah.
of people out
yeah.
sick, you know. How long do you stay out? Well, at least fever-free for at least 24 hours, not taking pain-relieving medications or fever-reducing medications for at least 24 hours. Symptoms should be, you know, reduced, and you can come back to
work. I imagine COVID was such a happy time for you.
Oh, my sweet stars. COVID was, yeah. That was a doozy.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a doozy because we used to do an intake form on every single employee
wow.
to see about the spread, right?
Yeah.
Who were you exposed to? Who did you do what? You know,
yeah.
who did you work with? Who were you with in less than 6 feet of space?
Which was arbitrary. That was arbitrarily made 6 feet.
Are you wearing your masks? Do you have your plexiglass
oh,
up? Oh, it was brutal. I remember many late nights sitting there calling employees. How are you feeling? How are you doing? Taking an intake. It was a 3-page document. We used to do this and you had to file it with the workers' comp. You had to report it. You in every county had a different ordinance. It was crazy. It really though, you know, it shifted the whole trajectory of HR for sure.
Well, it shifted America.
Yes.
Our county
yes.
shifted probably dramatically,
yes.
and it's all because of COVID.
For sure.
God help
for
us
sure.
if we ever have a real
Let's not
dangerous disease because nobody's going to trust the government.
Right. No, I know.
I mean,
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
final
okay.
thoughts here?
Final thoughts. Get your paperwork updated. W-4s are new. There's some California, the health, the marketplace. There's going to be a new document at the end of 2026. So that's something that has changed. You've got, you know, your I-9 is coming out. It's going to be a little different. So there's some documents, your employee handbook. Make sure you get the new flyer that needs to go out to your employees at take home, making sure that you collect those, you know, emergency contact information. You know, there's something on the notice to employee because we've had this flooding, it's a natural disaster in California. It's supposed to be notified to your employees in the next 30 days. But anyway,
if you have any questions, please, how do people get a hold of y'all?
Yes, 530-223-4674. You can ask for me. I'm happy to answer any questions, or go to our website, o2es.com, and there's an info email address you can send in your questions. We're happy to help.
Jennifer Cram, thank you so much for coming
you.
In.
Thank you.
We could have done another 30, 40, 50
Easy.
Minutes.
Easy.
Maybe we'll bring you in at a 7 o'clock time.
There you go. We'll just rattle for two hours.
And have a little breakfast here or something during the break.
That's right.
Thank
That's
you
right.
so much.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, tomorrow I've got...